This conference will.
So tackle that one for yourself and see what that does for you. But definitely put those goals in place. Set yourself up for success, not for failure. And it's critically important because, you know, how many times have I said a failure to plan is a plan to fail? And it really is. And there are a lot of things that you can do in your life, but there are a lot of things that you can avoid doing too. So it's easy to do them, easy not to do them. It's really a choice that you make. And you need to make that choice for yourself. Mary Jo can't make it for you. Your upline can't make it for you. You've got to choose it. And I'm choosing a great 2010. And I am excited about it, and I am rejuvenated, and I feel terrific about the changes that have gone on in Manatech over the last month, especially with management shift. And I couldn't be happier with having people like Rob Sinnott at the head of this company. I think he's just a dynamite man, and he's got such a heart and passion for us, and that's a great position for him to be in. I just hope some of us don't destroy the poor guy because we make so many demands on the corporate office, but he'll take it. He's a good guy. He's got a lot of stamina. So we'll have a blast in 2010, and I look forward to Manifest. That's another goal that you should all be making. I told everybody, too, that, you know, it's kind of what Al Bala said. He said, you know, we look at our organization and we go, how many leaders, how many business people, how many, you know, partners are we going to have at Manifest with us? And you've just got to decide what that looks like for you. What do you want to happen for you at Manifest? I'd like to have like a dozen different major leaders with me at Manifest at least. And that's, you know, there were years when I had 175 people show up at Manifest, a lot of newbies and other things. But I want 12 core business builders at Manifest with me. That's just happens to be Mary Jo's goal. I want 12 core. I might have 100 people there, but I want at least 12 core principal business builders. And setting that as a goal is a big goal for me because I can't come up with who those 12 are going to be, but that's something that I'm setting. So you each need to do that as well. Look at, you know, Manifest is a huge event for you and your business, and that's what's going to cause your business to take off. Not you by yourself, but do it with a team. And teamwork is so crucial. And we're going to talk about a good book around that we're going to be reviewing in this in our book review club as well. Okay, so get those goals set. Get those, if you've put it off and you haven't been doing step by step, week by week over the last 3 weeks, you still have this week to conclude that. And I just suggest that, you know, your planning time is more important than any other time you put in, because if you don't put the plan together, you don't have a direction. You have no rudder in the water, so you don't know where you're going. So our last goal setting thing is like it really takes it one step further. It's like, okay, we've set our goals now. You know, setting goals isn't enough. Does everybody get that? You can write down those goals all you want, but it's never going to be enough. Because what you need to do is you need to now take those goals and you need to put them together into a strategic plan. You need to take consistent action day in and day out. You have to have a plan, and the plan has to be a workable plan. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about the plan. And I left a quote at the top of the outline that says, the one thing that separates winners from losers is winners take action. Huge. Now, I will take Anthony Robbins. I love that quote, and it's a good quote, but the problem with it is that there are a lot of people that take action and stay busy, but they don't take action according to a plan. And if you don't have a plan, your action is going to be fruitless because it'll be going in like buckshot or like gunshot. It's going to be like it's going to be scattered all over the place, and that's not what you want to do. You want to have a directed action that's directed. If I had all of you in a classroom right now and I said, how many of you feel like you were really kind of active with your Manatech business last year but never got anywhere, I bet you 90% of your hands would go up in the room. And the reason for that is that you're taking action just to get out and do something. People, you know, you're just keeping busy. And I want you to stop keeping busy with just busy action. I want you to start doing something that's directed, it's focused, it's got purpose, it's in alignment with a plan. That's the kind of action you want to take. So if you look at what am I going to kick off my new year with, you know, next week, what am I going to do? You know, then you got to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work towards an Oceline program, or I'm going to work towards this. You're going to have programs, and you're going to have specific tasks that you do, and you're going to have specific action that you're going to take that directs you. So the Daily Dozen as a sheet is a great sheet to give you the, you know, the 12 things you do every day. But what I'm telling you is you need a plan and a direction. Because without a plan, I have people that say, oh, well, I didn't make my 10 contact calls a day. And I go, because you don't have a plan. You know, some of you could develop a plan and say, okay, so the first business period of this year, I'm going to do a reactivation program. I'm going to call at least 10 people a day. Those 10 calls are going to be at least 10 calls a day to all people that I feel like I can reactivate or have some opportunity to. Boom. Guess what? Now you're making the 10 calls based on a plan, not just feeling like it's grunt work. You have a plan that motivates you and gets you directed and focused on what action you take. Okay, so let's talk about focused and directed action. That's number one on your outline. Truly one of the missing links in many people's lives is being in focus. Focus. Focus and focus. And if it's a problem with you, for you, I really highly suggest that you get that book by Canfield and Caulfield. It's called The Power of Focus. It's a great book. I trained in that one and I taught that one. I went through a group of, you know, my, you know, like 18 of my top leaders. I did a month. I did each week for a month and a half or 2 months. We went through a different chapter in that book. It was terrific, because each chapter has so much to say. So you might want to do that yourself. Spend a week on each chapter and incorporate the habits. Because the reason I love that book, The Power of Focus, so much, is in that book at the end of each chapter, it has suggestions on how to make different changes in your life to incorporate what you learned into your life. What a terrific book. If every book did that, I'm not sure a lot of us would still incorporate it, because a lot of us don't have the discipline or don't, you know, grab onto it. But at least it gives you more of a chance of making a difference in your life than a book that doesn't tell you how to incorporate it. So it has a lot of power. So the concept here is be focused. Take focused action. And DOPE is a word that I got out of a coaching group once, and it was, DOPE stands for doesn't organize, prioritize, and execute. So you don't want to be a DOPE. You don't want to be somebody who doesn't organize, prioritize, and execute. And organize is what really is left behind, and prioritize, you know, sometimes you execute, but that, again, taking action alone isn't sufficient. It's got to be organized and prioritized. So the Be Alert system is something that comes out of the Power of Focus book, and I attached a copy of it to the outline today. So you can look at that and see how that can, how can you incorporate that in your life as well. If you can use that system, Be Alert, and if you start doing it, you're just checking off. It's just like an accountability system to make sure you're taking into account the B-A-L-E-R-T every day, and you check it off Monday through Friday. But it's very similar. Some of those ideas and concepts are similar to the Daily Dozen. But you want to make sure that you have, you know, you're working off of those kind of things. The Daily Dozen includes, of course, operating off of a to-do list. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't started doing that, to absolutely make that a core principle of your life. Every day is a to-do list. And if you make it the night before, and the next day you have it in front of you, and you just work along that to-do list. When you leave that off of your daily operation, you will not be effective. I've tried it both ways, people, I can tell you. My greatest success in Manatech was when I was absolutely totally diligent with a to-do list, and I did it every day, and I functioned off of it. And then what happens to you, you get successful, or you have some things that happen, and all of a sudden you fall off the path. And the minute you fall off the path, what happens? The results stop occurring, and you just kind of fall by the wayside, and you might get fat and sassy. And there are a lot of things that happen, but it's not success. So get back on track with that to-do list always. Your action should always not only be focused but directed. What kind of action? So you build yourself a plan, weekly, monthly, daily business plan. And figure out what you're going to do. And we're going to, you know, work a lot on the MAP, the Massive Action Plan, the action plan that we've discussed with the Albala program. You've got it on a website now. You've got no reason not to incorporate, you know, doing all the things you need, the core four that you need to conquer, the daily action. All these things are all available to you now to be able to incorporate those in your Manatech business. In our pathway class, we're going to do a lot of work around those, because they're really terrific to incorporate and make part of my daily business. My everyday business now becomes but definitely based on that whole program that they've put together. So one of the things that when I say directed to, people talk about specifics. There's in the program that Albal and the company's put together, they don't really have a chart for specifics. So I went back and I pulled out my business action plan, and a lot of you are familiar with it because you've seen it in the past, and I've attached that as well to the outline today. And the business action plan is where you get real specific. Design your life, and I love that quote, so I always use that at the top of my business action plan, design your life by commitment and choice rather than have life designed by chance and circumstance. It's a real big decision you've got to make for your life, but it takes commitment and choice. Commitment, agreements. They're at the core of everything in your life is agreements and commitment. So what this business action plan and these three steps tells you to do is in your first column on the far left, if you're looking at that business attached to the outline today, it's called entitled dynamics because it's not just people, but it could be specific activities or target groups. Like you could be join a BNI. One dynamic is join a BNI group. That's a great prospecting tool. So you could put that as a dynamic, your BNI group. It could be you're going to approach chiropractors this year. Excuse me, you're going to do an Osaline blitz. So those could be some of the dynamics. I'm going to also suggest to you that people are dynamics. In other words, you look at your downline right now, who are your current business builders? Every single one of your current business builders that you have should be numbered under your dynamics. So let's say you have three business builders underneath you, Joan, Sarah, and Paul. Well, then one, two, and three should be Joan, Sarah, and Paul. They're a dynamic. That's all they need is their name in there as the dynamic. So do you understand that dynamics are names, their concepts, their promotion, you know, ideas, their marketing ideas, their, you know, all sorts of whatever you see as a dynamic that's going to help grow your business. That belongs in that list. And you might have four pages of this. I wouldn't suggest that if your time frame is 30 days. You're up at the top of the page, you can dictate to yourself what the time frame is, which is 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I like to work off of 90-day plans, but I'm going to suggest the first time you use this form, maybe the best thing for you to do is use a 30-day plan just so you get used to the form. But it gives you a plan. And then the second column is entitled action steps. So what are the action steps? So when you deal with your people, what do I fill in as my action steps? Well, I'm going to suggest that you ought to be working with them first before you start filling out this form. Because you can put all the goals and all the action steps you want regarding a person, but you don't have control over their lives. It's important to get them engaged in the process. What are they committed to creating? And then your action steps begin to be what? Supporting them in creating what they've chosen to create in their life. You can't create it for them, or you're going to find yourself worn out, burned out, and dragging them across the finish line. So you want to sit down with your business builder and say, okay, what do you want to create this year? Let's do this together. What can we do? What can we create? What are your goals? And you help with them get really focused on what they want to create, and then you put down on your chart action steps in support of them creating the results that they choose for their lives. And then the goal, results, desired become whatever that goal is. What is the goal? So in your first 30 days, if you're working with Joan, and Joan says, I want to add $500 to my GPV. Great. Joan, how do you see us doing that together? I mean, who's going to help that? Who do you have in your organization, Joan, that's going to help you get there? What kind of people, what kind of marketing ideas do you have for the month of January? And then you fill those in action steps. How are you going to support her to do those? And, of course, the goal, result, desired is Joan increases her GPV by at least $500. Now, see how much fun this is? If you do this with one of your business builders, now you've got clear action steps that's not about you doing marketing for yourself, but you're going to be supporting other people and growing your business. And that's what makes it so much fun as well. And then you also have your own marketing ideas of what things that you want to use to be able to market and increase your. So it's a great little, that business action plan, I think, is invaluable if you get to use it, if you really start, but it gives you the plan, the specifics. that aren't found in the daily action tracker. I mean, you know, all those things. You're going to take specific actions to fill out the daily, but there's no plan in that. And you need to have a plan. You need to be precise in your planning. So build a plan. Always have a strategic action plan on what you're going to create. And the BAP gives you a bite-sized plan. You also want to look at a long-range plan as well. The key to all this, vision, goal setting, and everything else, why do we do all these things that we did over the last month? The key is that we want to tap into your emotions. Why do we always tell people to determine their why first? Fill out the form to tell me why you're doing Manatech. What is the goal? What is it that you're trying to create? I mean, some people have some pretty self-evident goals. I mean, I don't have a job. I need money. Great. So how much money do you want to create? You know, well, my first year, I'd like to replace the income I made before. So by the end of 2010, I want to be making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Wonderful. What does that tell me about them? It tells me I need to get them the senior executive, if not presidential status, in 12 months. So we've got a long, tough road ahead of us to really work that hard. You might think about putting the Korean plan in place or the South African plan in place where they're achieving those kind of results, you know. But it takes a lot of determination, a lot of discipline to get there. But you can help them structure that, and you work with them on that. But the idea is that you have a long-term plan. You get in, and then you have a why that tells you why they want to do it. Because the why and the vision for us, whether it's a vision, you want to start a foundation. And I can tell you what a blast we have working in that and touching people's lives. We have so many things going on. It's a blast. So if you want to get involved in stuff like that and watch how you can impact lives, that is just so incredibly powerful. So if that's your goal and that's what your heart is saying to yourself, then put that out there, because it's the heart, people. It's the why. It's the inside of you that's going to keep you going. Outside factors don't keep you. Inside factors keep that buzz going, keeps that passion, keeps that directional, keeps us focused, keeps us guided, keeps us going through the thick and thin and the ups and downs. Because I can guarantee you one thing about 2010, as terrific as I think it's going to be for Manatech, I can guarantee you there are going to be disappointments. Because there always are going to be disappointments. There are going to be things that don't work for us. There are going to be places that we fall and we stumble. There are going to be things that the corporation does that we don't like. There are going to be, you know, there are going to be ups. There are going to be hills in the valleys, and that's just called life. So with that guarantee in place, what's going to get me through that? What's going to get me through that is my passion, my love, my desire, my heart. And so it's important to have that vision and the goal set and knowing the why. Because you're tapping into that, the deepest part of us about what our life is about. If we believe in our future and we believe in with all our heart, there's nothing that's going to stop us. There's an incredible magic around belief. That's the magic of believing. I think I gave you that. That's a great book to read, too. It's all about us having the strength of knowing that we know that we know. When you allow doubt to fade into your life, that's when you create the cracks and crevices, and you got to just, you know, put it behind you. No doubt, all belief, and have that unshakable faith. It's that undying commitment, unshakable faith, that belief no matter what. When you look at people who succeed in Manatech, you see how they fight through all sorts of adversities, all sorts. We had a blind woman become a presidential Manatech. Did that person have to fight through some adversity? Of course. So you just got to, you know that adversity is going to happen there, and that's the importance of the passion, the importance of the depth of your belief, and that's all centered, and that's why the why and the vision, all of those things lay the foundation for us to be able to get through the thick and the thin, the tough ways, all those kind of things. Now, in going through the goal-setting process, a lot of us can get high on some things because we get really excited about what we've created. I have people that, you know, the last 3 weeks, they've just gotten, you know, this created some momentum in their life because they started with laying the foundation on week one. And so week two, they went to the next step and started putting those goals together. Week three, they started putting together some, you know, doing some structural tension things, and they started looking at their to-do list, their to-be list. They really got the activities in flow and started seeing how 2010 will be their best year yet, and they're excited. Now, the one thing I know, too, that after we go through the 4 weeks of goal setting, we get excited about what we're going to create in 2010. Sometimes people go, well, Mary Jo, what if it fades? What if I get discouraged? What if I get that thought that it will it work or will it not work? That's what you have to fight every day. And to the ways to support your passion, we put in three ways to support passion in the outline today, and I want you to really incorporate these in your life, too. Because there is going to be adversity that strikes. There is going to be there are going to be things that happen. I know that it's hard to stay at a high level of passion and enthusiasm every moment of your life. And some people go, Mary Jo, you seem to be enthusiastic. Well, I have a high level of energy. But I even have times where I sit back and I start questioning, and then my strength for me. As many of you too, it comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from me. When I feel that weakening part, I just hand it over to Him because I know that He's in control. And my flesh, and I can fail in many ways, but He can't ever fail. And so it's a joy. It's a joy to be able to rely on Him to pick me up and get me back on my feet again, you know, because I know where the strength comes from. So it's neat. But it's something we each have we each have ways in our lives that we need to be able to regain that passion and support that passion. And some of the ways to support your passion in your life, number one is visualization. And we talked about this earlier as well. How many of you have a dream board in your room right now? How many of you can see that dream board as we're talking on this phone? If you don't have a dream board and you don't have one in your room, then get one. It's crucial for you to have a dream board. It's crucial to have pictures. It's crucial to have ideas and concepts and words and pictures in front of you because visualization, a picture is worth 1,000 words. You've probably heard that statement before, and it's absolutely true because your brain remembers things and records things into the subconscious in picture forms. It doesn't record it in word forms. It records it in picture forms. We're very visual with how we reflect and we record data. And pictures say a lot of things, so we want to make sure we have pictures out there that say a lot of things. Just like when we go to Hawaii, in 2 weeks from I'm going to be in Hawaii. 2 weeks from today, I get to Hawaii. Now, some of you are saying, oh, my gosh, I want to be in Hawaii next year. Isn't it 2 weeks or is it three? Yeah, no, it's 2 weeks from today. That's right. Exactly 2 weeks from today. Some of you want to be in Hawaii next January. Well, put that on your board. Put a picture of Hawaii on your board. But when I get to Hawaii, one of the things I know that's going to happen there is they're going to talk about the new incentive program, right? So I'm going to have a picture of where I'm going to go on my next incentive. And when we see the picture, we just know we're going to be there. It just gives us a greater incentive, greater passion, greater motivation to do it. So make sure that you have that dream board and make sure in January when you hear about the new incentive that you put that on your dream board as well so that you can overcome the fears that come up because you visualize it and you're supplanting that in your brain. You're overcoming the fear that naturally occurs for us. We have fear and intrepidation in our life. It's not about stopping us from ever having fears. It's about overcoming the fears. It's kind of like Susan Jeffers. There's another great book for you. Feel the fear, but do it anyway. It's a great book. All right, so visualization, really critical. That's supporting your passion. Number two, green and growing. And this is what we talked about before. Some people say education is expensive, but you don't want to accept that. You want to accept that education is a must. And so we want to be green and growing, whether we choose to learn by, you know, watching movies or you're being more visual than you are, you know, readers, whatever that technique is that you have for yourself to grow, be incorporating that in your life every day. I happen to be an avid reader, so I love to read. Some people love to listen. They get the books on CDs or they go to seminars or they whatever it is that causes you to increase your knowledge base and grow, you want to do that. Because that brain, you're only tapping into about 5% of the use of that brain, and we're trying to increase that percentage every day. So work on that and watch the growth that you go through It's incredible for us to choose that, and it's incredible benefit in your life to just keep being green and growing, doing something different, doing something new, growing into, you know, a greatness around you. Self-development stuff is great. I love those kind of books. Bought me three like Grisham books this Christmas, and I looked at them and it was like I was so disappointed, but I didn't show the disappointment. I was excited when I want them to feel like they shortchanged me in books, but I used to read a lot of Grisham books, you know, for when those first came out 5, 10 years ago or so, or 15 years ago. But, you know, recently almost every one of the books that I pick up that I want to read are the kind of books that we're going to kick off our book reading club on, is that Leadership and Self-Design. I'd rather read that book because I know there's something in that book that's really going to cause me to grow. There's not going to be a lot in Grisham's book except excitement and entertainment value, but I'd rather be in a growing process. So green and growing. Choose that for yourself always. And then the third way to support your passion that I put in the outline today is accountability partners and mentors. Always build those people in your life. You want to look at yourself as being the top, being the Ray Robbins of Manitech or the Jet of Manitech. And if you were in that position, who would you surround yourself with? Who would be your professional advisors? Who would be the people that would be, you know, supporting you along your path and in your life? And you want to surround yourself with those kind of people. You want to surround yourself with models of excellence because that's what's going to influence your life. And too many times in network marketing, I see people striving so desperately to help people who just don't want it. And I keep suggesting, I go, you know, when people are so negative and, you know, they mistreat you and abuse you and all these things, and you're just so desperate to get somebody to swallow the products that you spend endless days and hours and months pursuing these people. And I'm like, you don't realize how much it's such a detraction. It robs you of your what? Passion. How many of you can think about people that you've worked with in Manitech that you've tried so hard to get started on the products and they are so negative and so, you know, abusive to you in many ways and dishonoring to you, perhaps maybe not what you call abusive, but dishonoring to you in so many ways. And how did you feel when those people treated you that way? Yeah, you start looking at that and you go, wow, yeah, they made me feel kind of crappy. They made me feel bad about what I was doing. Well, what were they doing? They were robbing you of your passion. It's amazing, and we don't see it. We don't see the price we pay when we associate with people like that. You're on a beautiful mission here with Manitech. You're on a mission to touch people's lives and impact people in a way that, you know, very few other people are going to enter their lives to do, if any. So fall in love with that mission. Understand what your purpose is and what your mission is and go after it. And don't let anyone rob you of that passion. And if people want to be negative and they want to be sarcastic and they want to be cynical in their life, are there sarcastic people in this world? Absolutely. Are there cynical people in this world? I hate to say it, but I run into them every day. Is it easy to be cynical? In our country, just turn on the television. Look at the newscasting. Look at some of those channels. Everybody's cynical, sarcastic, obnoxious, you know, hateful. It's unbelievable how much. But you don't have to choose that for your life. And you don't have to choose to have that influencing you in your life. So take a productive role. Choose differently. Choose to be productive. Choose to be passionate about something that's going to create greatness, like impacting lives around health and wealth, and you've got a tool to do that, and just go out and do it. And don't get caught up in all the other nonsense that just drags you down. I get so many emails on a daily basis from people, and I think, look at all the hours and time and effort they use to be angry. Why? It's just robbing this country. I think if you know, February 1st, we all would have chose to just say, you know what, the heck with what's going on. Let's just make the best out of what we can do ourselves. And each person took a positive attitude about what they could do. My gosh, we wouldn't even have felt the recession. But that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. it's easier to whine and complain and get into the negativity, and we get caught up in all that stuff. But what we want to do is we surround ourselves with people and partners who are not going to let us go that direction, who are going to help us see a better light, who are going to help us see what can I do to make a difference. Quit getting angry at others and go, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to make a difference? If I can help pick up some people and get them back on their feet, if I can help people get an extra few $100, $500, $1,000, whatever they want to create in their life to help them financially be better off, then I'm helping the economy. I'm helping the United States of America. I'm helping this country get back on their feet again. And you have the tool to do that. We all do. So surround yourself with those kind of accountability partners and mentors, and look at getting rid of that other stuff out of your life, those influences. It might be for some of you reading a newspaper. It might be for some of you watching news. It might be watching certain channels. It might be, you know, getting certain emails. Maybe you cut some people out of your email bank. You just don't even, I get the delete button. Delete, 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 delete. So because it just, and I feel badly for the people that just get caught up in all of this trash that they send around and all the negativity, because that just robs people of passion. You rob people of passion. You rob people of the greatness they can create. You get them in the complaining mode, in the negative mode instead of the positive mode. So stay positive. So three great ways to support your passion, and make sure that your accountability partners, your mentors, your environment that you surround yourself with is a positive environment. I used to laugh at my husband because he never would turn on the news. So I never could listen to news. I got my news off the internet and other places. But you know what? There was a real method to his madness around that. My husband is a very positive guy. He doesn't want to get caught up in any of that kind of stuff. He just doesn't, not who he is. He just believes in the power of people and the power of our spiritual side, and he just wants people to, you know, to take on the greatness of what they can create around them and leave this negative stuff so that it doesn't, because he knows that it robs people. It steals. It's the thief in the night that steals from us. Okay, finally, the business plan, you know, drafting your business plan, you need a plan. And like I said, you can use the BAP that I presented at the back of this outline today as a short-term business plan, 30-day, 90-day, but you also want to have a bigger plan. You know, where are you going to be in 3 years? Take a time frame of 3 years. Where do you want to be in 3 years? And draft a contract with yourself around it. And I like that because I like the idea of having some contractual commitment. And it's not because I'm a lawyer. It's because I think there's some level of accountability. When you draft a contract with somebody and say, this is my contract, this is my commitment, then it's about working off that commitment and really dedicating yourself to make sure that you fulfill the commitment that you make. So submit it to your upline or crossline or somebody that you feel will be a good accountability partner with you. Your business vision for yourself is going to be your why, and of course we talked about that, and I talk about 3 years, looking out at least 3 years from now, and dream board we already talked about. Your personal vision goals, that's what you put at your personal vision and your business objectives, those are your goals. So you outline what are those goals that you've set over the last 3 weeks. You do objectives, those are the breakdown of the goals into specific bite size. Effect. So if I want to be presidential at the end of 2010, I'm not saying me because I already am, but I mean if you were a person that was looking at getting the presidential director, you got to have bite-sized steps and all that. So you want to break down the objectives, what's going to get you there by the end of the year. You want to make sure that's there. I love the SWOT analysis. I think the SWOT analysis always has some real contribution to make for you to understand you better. And that means you analyze your internal factors. Always understand people do SWOT analysis and they don't always get this clear. But SWOT analysis starts with internal. Strengths and weaknesses, that's about you. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And the reason you want to do that analysis is because you want to be able to, what, emphasize your strengths and support your weaknesses by either surrounding yourself with people who can take care of those things for you or do those activities for you, or at least countervailing those so that they don't rob you of the results you want to create. Awareness is a very critical aspect of achieving goals and, you know, being successful with your business plan. So that's the purpose. The purpose of strengths and weaknesses isn't to get down about what you don't have in life. It's about, hey, all of us have weaknesses. I have some weaknesses that I always have to look at and say, wow, I need to take care of. And a lot of it has to do with some organizational matters. I tend to sometimes get to be in too much of a promoter mode. And boy, I need to have those steps down. I need to be organized. I need to be more detail-oriented. I need to really say, hey, start to finish, what does this need to look like? And if I leave that behind, I get way off in that promoter end, and then I don't get things accomplished that I want to accomplish. So it's important to have that really clear, strengths and weaknesses. We know our strengths, but we also need to know our weaknesses. And then the last two things in the SWOT analysis are the external. So strengths and weaknesses are internal. They're about you. And then opportunities and threats are about outside forces. Opportunities are tremendous today, because we live in a society today that more so than any time in the past are conscientious about health. I find more and more people asking questions. A lot of them out of fear. They don't know what the new healthcare system is going to mean to them. They finally have recognized that we're pathetic in this country in terms of how we manage our health. We're lazy, we're irresponsible for the most part across the board. So people are starting to get that. They're starting to see that they don't want to be on 12 prescription drugs. It's amazing to me, just since I started off in Manatech at the late 1999, how the change and the shift that is made. So it might have taken this country 10 years, but you know what? There's a big shift out there. And people are no longer willing to swallow 12 prescription drugs. They're saying, get me off these. How do I make a change in my life? How do I do something different? And they're getting sick and tired of the medical industrial complex. They're just tired of it. They're tired of the drug and surgery routine that happens every 5 minutes. So we have a new thing out there. So people, that's an opportunity for us. And there are plenty of opportunities that present themselves. Manatech's new meal replacement program. I think that's a great opportunity. I'm so excited about that. It's one of the most exciting things. And I'm thinking about waiting for the bars to come out, because I think those bars are going to be dynamite to support meal replacement too. But I probably will put in something in place starting in January, because I don't think I can wait until the bars come out. But I can add that to the whole program afterwards. So, but I think it's a fun thing to work on. It's a fun thing to market. So that's a huge opportunity. So you see, these are opportunities out there. So there are a lot of external opportunities out there. And then we look at what are threats. What are threats to us? Well, we always have regulations are threats. You know, what's going to happen, what we can and can't say, and we got to be careful about that. We have threats. You can look at maybe some competition, although I don't think we have any. But, you know, there are companies that come and go. I mean, how many companies have come and gone since Manatech's been around? I could name you, I don't know, probably 20 different quote-unquote competitors that have been in and out of this business since Manatech started. Come and gone. Everybody worried about them, and they you don't even hear about them anymore. But that's what happens. They come and go. We want to be the ones that stay. The staying power is what it's about. You know, a product that makes a difference in people's lives in such a significant way as Ambertose does, and that's why we have the staying power we have. But you might look at somebody as a threat out there. There might be people in your environment today, and you want to be acknowledge that, because you want to be able to countervail whatever that threat is. You want to be able to counteract it. In fact, somebody mentioned, I think they talked about Max. Some of you have heard of that company, Max. I think there are some Manatech presidentials that actually have gone over and started doing Max. And some of you may have heard of it. Well, Manatech is going, you know, they're making all these representations and claims, and they're saying that Dr. Reg is saying it's the best product that he's ever been associated with, which is totally false. Sam Kastor said, I talked to Reg, and he said, that couldn't be further from the truth. That's a total misrepresentation. I haven't said. He's going on and on and on, defending himself to Sam. So Sam has communicated that to all of us, and it's incredible, the abuse of Dr. Reg that has gone on in regard to Max. Now, I say that some of it he's brought upon himself, but that's what's but Manatech's now posting, I think this week, there's going to be a, they did the analysis of the Max product, and they're posting that on the website. So you can see a comparison of what's in Max as a product and the value or lack thereof of that specific supplement. So people, you've got to be aware that, you know, that's why you want to, when you see a threat, you want to be able to, okay, what am I, how do I counteract my threats? But that's why you want to know what the threats are, know what the opportunities are. So you take advantage of opportunities and you countervail the threats. Okay, and then action plan, whatever that is, you just need to develop that action plan. Break down your objections, put together an action plan, start from day one. What am I going to do? You know, maybe you're going to take this week off to really get focused and organized. Maybe don't take the week off. I suggest that you still make contact, still follow up, even if you don't want to contact new people, even though you have lots of opportunities with the New Year's parties and all that stuff going on. This should be a week for you to really get focused and get ready for 2010. If you don't come out of that box, like flying out of that box for 2010, then when are you going to get started? You're going to wait another 12 months? I don't think so. Time is your only limited asset. So people, you want to get started now. So get that action plan down. You've set your goals, hopefully. If you haven't gotten that done, get it done, and then put together that action plan, because that's crucial in you moving forward. And start, like I said, if you don't have one, start with that business action plan, your first 30 days or 90 days. Be ready for this 2010 year, because it's going to be awesome. And make commitments on what you're going to do. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do? You know, so one of your commitments might be just in a dynamic. It might be, what am I going to do to educate myself? Some of you might say, I'm going to take the pathway class again, or for the first time. That's great. Anything like that that helps you stay on track, focused, directed, to do the right things, to learn and continue growing, that's what you're involving yourself in when you do those kind of things and make those kind of commitments. But you need to do that to have that action plan in place so they have a plan. Because so many of you, I'll tell you, without a plan, people get lost in the mire and they feel misdirected, no focus, no direction, and that's when they get negative and that's when they lose their passion. So the plan helps you stay on course. So mandatory, have that action, strategic action plan done, develop it, put it on paper, and then start working in bite-sized time frames, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And like I said, I love the business action plan for that reason, because it's really simple and it allows you to be dynamic with your time and get really specific with the actions that you're going to take. Okay, people, that's all I got for today. My last comment on the outline is what? Now you're ready, just do it. I love you all. Any last-minute comments before we have the end of the year and kick off 2010? Anyone on the call want to share anything? Anyone? I guess not. Okay, everybody, we love you. Have a great week. Again, use this week for what? Number one, finish off your goal setting. Number two, put together your strategic action plan. And number three, continue working on that daily dozen every day. You're going to make magic in 2010, and I look forward to it. And Happy New Year to all of you. I love you all, and we'll see you first next year.